Okay, so if you recall, we were discussing Meleches Kosev, the Maase Kosev, and feel free to pipe up if you want to share any of the chazar that we're doing. So we had a machlokes between the Lavush and the Ramah slash Taz, and the starting point of this machlokes stemmed from the psak of the Lavush that if someone opens and closes the binding of a book, like a library book that has letters written on the sides, the Lavush paskin that you're chayav for mochik when you open it and kosev when you close it. Whereas the Ramah and Taz argued on that case and said it really should be mutter. And the explanation behind this hesber and this machlokes was at the root of what is defined as a maisik siva in halacha, where the Lavush, lefi the Maamar Mordechai and Siman Hey, says that anytime a person arranges letters together, but specifically partial letters, half letters, and he arranges them together to make a letter, that is kosev. Kosev does not require you to write the letter. Even if you simply arrange the letter, but they are partially written, that is called forming and creating the letter. Whereas the Ramah and Taz say that is not kosev. Kosev is specifically writing the letter, creating the letter from scratch, forming the letter from scratch. Simply putting together different parts of a letter is not kosev. And so therefore, when it comes to the case of the sefer, we have a nafkamina. According to the Lavush, as long as you arrange partial letters, you're chayev for kosev. Ramah and Taz are mekel because you're not writing or forming the letter. That's not called forming the letter or writing the letter. Then we had a third shita, which was the Meis Rokeach, Lefi the Har Tzvi, who says that even arranging two separate pre-made whole letters is also considered a kosev. So we have three shitas in the spectrum. On the one extreme, we have the Ramah who says you have to, and the Taz who say you have to write and be miyatzer the letter from scratch. On the other extreme, we have the Maaser Rokeach who says that even arranging two separate pre-made letters is called kosev. And then we have the Lavush who says two separate letters is not kosev, putting them together, because that's not forming a letter. But arranging half letters together is called kosev. That is called forming the letter. Those are the three shitas that we had. Good? Yehuda? Yeah, Reuven? Okay, good. So now, Ura? Yeah, good? That's you, Reuven. Okay. I can't see your face, Reuven, but. Really? Oh yeah. Mindy, can you bring the phone closer? Well, maybe I'm gonna try to bring the hotspot closer. Is it Mamash cutting in and out? But do you hear everything I say? Oh yeah. Okay, fine. One second. Let me just get the phone. Maybe it'll make it. Mindy, can you bring the phone closer? One second. Let me get the phone. My wife is binging. Try that again. I'm gonna just bottom line what I just said. We have three shitas on how to understand Meleches Kosev. We have the Ramah and Taz who say that you have to specifically write and create the letter from scratch. We have the Can you hear me, guys? Good. And then we have the Lavush who says that even arranging partial letters is called Kosev. And the Meis Rokeach is taking it even a step further. That arranging two independent letters that are already pre-made, whole letters, together is also kosev. Keeping in mind that you have to write two letters for kosev. Okay, so those are the three shitas, and we pointed out that there was a nafkamina. One was the book case, the opening and closing, and then we had two more nafkaminas. The second one was by Rav Moshe, who Igros Moshe brings down regarding. A letter that a piece of paper in a sitter that gets ripped in half and it's cutting through letters. Whereas where the Ramosha says that if the each letter is recognizable on its own, you're allowed to realign the page to be able to read it. Because if you think about it, the Rama would matter that because you're just arranging. Even the Levush would be matter that because they're whole letters. Only the Rokeach would answer that, which we're not paskinning like. However, says the Rama, the Igros Moshe, if it's unrecognizable, and your mom is dealing with partial letters now, and you have to realign it, so this would be no different than the bookcase, library bookcase, according to the Rama. It's mitzvah, but according to the Levush, L'chayla, the Orcha Shabbos says, that should be usher. And Rav Moshe just leaves off by saying that we don't have to assume in a stam that it's unrecognizable. One can assume that it is recognizable. Okay. Now, based on Reuven's Ha'ara from last time, it's the way this case has to be set up is where the page of the sitter is still intact. It's still in the sitter, and there's just a rip going down the middle, but the whole page is still all together, as opposed to splitting it completely in half and putting it back into the sitter and out, as we will see in the next application. That would not necessarily be a problem with the Levush. So we'll see that in a second. That was Yehuda's point from yesterday. Okay, yeah, okay, good. So let's just keep going. I'm just chazering quickly, just so we're on the same page. One second. Right, okay. Again, as we pointed out, the Shmir Shabbos of Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that lechatchila one should be machmir for the Levush. So in the library bookcase, if you have a second copy, you should use it. And in the sitter case of Rav Moshe, if you have a second copy of a sitter, you should use it. But in the Eved, the Shlomo Zalman is okay relying on the Ramah and the Taz that permit it. Okay. Application number three, which we did last time, was the case of the Paroches. Igros Moshe was responding back to the case of the Paroches, where the Paroches was made up of two halves, and the words Ani A'avir was in the middle, where Rav Moshe again says this is Tali on the Levush and the Ramah, and he points out that it's a deviation from the Minig of Klai Yisrael to even have two halves of the Paroches. That was number three. Oh, and then the Rav Moshe added, this is the point Reuven was harping on, that even the Levush may agree here, because since the two Parochesim are not attached to one another, so even though you are arranging two half letters, but since they're not attached, the Levush may be modeh here that it's mutter. Okay, now comes practical application number four, which is what we're up to today. And this is the halacha, the common halacha, of opening packages that involve you ripping through the letters of the package. Okay, Amit Shkoach for coming. I didn't realize you were here. Rabowski is not giving today. This is just doing a chazar of last week. But Hashem, if you want to come next week, you'll hear it from scratch next time, okay? I'm sorry if you're missing a few pieces here and there because I'm doing it pretty quickly. Okay, so the last application is opening packages by ripping through the letters. So this, L'chayla, would also come into play, the Ramah, the Levush, and the Maaser Rokeach. So the Orcha Shabbos brings down the issue of opening packages. And the question becomes, when you rip through the letters, is that an issue of mochik or not? So the Shmir Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman says, that don't get so scared that this is a malacha d'oraisa of mochik. It's not mochik d'oraisa. Because mochik, by definition, is usually doing something destructive. You are being mekalkel the letters. You're doing something destructive. The only time mochik is going to be d'oraisa is if you do a tikkun with that mechika. So for example, the person erases in order to write it over again, that would be d'oraisa, because he's erasing, but there's a tikkun involved because it's for the sake of rewriting. But in these cases where you're just purely, being mochik, it would only be an issa d'rabbanan of mochik, because you're not planning on rewriting it, and there's no tikkun involved when you rip through the letters. So it's a mochik d'rabbanan at most. But the question is it even mochik d'rabbanan? So the Orcha Shabbos says that this would be dependent on the Levush versus the Ramah. If you hold like the Levush that arranging partial letters is called kosev, then it would follow that disassembling whole letters into partial letters is mochik. At least midrabanan here. So just like he says you can't arrange half letters together, you also can't disassemble half letters together, a whole letters into half letters. That'll be mochik. Whereas the Fida Rama, who says that in order to violate kosev, you have to create and form the letter from scratch, and merely forming half letters together is not considered kosev. It would also not be considered mochik the flip way if you were to disassemble the letters. So this should be a machlokas. What's it called? A nafkamina between the two. Now, in terms of psak halacha, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says one should be machmir, not to open packages by ripping through the letters and breaking the letters apart, which again follows Rosh Shlomo Zalman's thesis in general to be machmir for the lavush, to take him into account. But it's very famous, Yalkut Yosef, Ravadi Yosef, and the Sfaradim in general permit one to actually cut through the letters. They have no issue. The Ravadi doesn't indicate that it's because of the Ramah, but that would be a one possible explanation for why this is not called Mochik. So it's basically a Machlokas Ashkenazim versus Sfaradim, whether or not it would be an issue to rip through the letters. Minhag HaOlam seems to be that many Ashkenazim do not rip through the letters, but Ravadi and the Sfaradim Bikvosav asking that you're allowed to rip through the letters. And this would be the chayla dependent on the Lavush versus the Ramah. If you're the Lavush, you are taka disassembling whole letters into half letters. Whereas the fi the Ramah, that's not kosev, that's not mochik. Okay, now, says the Shmir Shabbos, and this is the famous halacha that many of us know, that being said, if a person were to rip through the package in between letters, that would be mutter. Pashtus. Because we're not choshes for the Maiseh Rokeach. We're not choshes for the last shita, that any type of arranging letters together is called kosev. So when you cut through letters, meaning and they're all intact, you're just cutting on the blank space, that would not be mochik. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted by many achorim to have been mekel on that lechatchila. There is one shmua or chashab, there is one shmua, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, I think in the footnotes maybe. Yeah, in the footnote, Nun Aleph says that maybe it has a lashon that maybe it's proper to refrain from even cutting in between letters. But the Orcha Shabbos, Rav Simcha Bidim Cohen, Rav Ribiat, Rav Nemensal all say in the name of Shlomo Zalman that he was Mekel Legamre, that you're allowed to cut between the letters of a package. Between the letters. Guys can still hear me? Okay, good. Now, an interesting issue comes up, and maybe I'll throw it out to you to try to answer. Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings up the point that now that we're concluding that when opening a package, you're allowed to rip between the letters, why is it, he quotes a Keses Sofer, who paskins that when it comes to the Isser of Mechikas Shem Hashem, if a person were to take the word of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, let's say, and he would rip in between the letters of Yud and K, let's say, he would violate Mechikas Hashem. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman wonders, what would be the chilek between Mochik Derabanan, which we're saying, the fee, everyone, besides the Moser Rokeach, you're allowed to cut between the letters, as long as you're not impacting all the letters, that there's no issue of Mochik. But when it comes to Mechikas Hashem, Shem Hashem, we do say that when you cut between the letters, you have now destroyed Hashem's name. How are we to be... Yeah, go ahead. Ooh, go ahead, news. A word? If you say word, then I don't see a difference. Correct. So, Very good, very good, very good. That's what he says. So basically, what Reuven's saying is, Rosh Hashanah says, the Isser of Mechikas Hashem is a function of breaking up Hashem's name. As long as you break up Hashem's name, you have been Mochik Hashem's name. It's not a function of erasing or disconnecting letters from one another. It's breaking up his name. So even if you split it down the middle and it didn't touch any letters, Lemaisa, you broke his name. Whereas when it comes to Kosev and Mochik, it's a function of erasing the letter, or at least either erasing the letter itself or erasing the association between two letters. So when you whip right through the two, if it's still considered associated, it's not considered broken up, that would not be an act of Mochik. So that's what he says. That was very good, Reuven. Excellent. And that concludes this first part of Melechus Kosev. Next, Majisham, next week, we'll do the second part of Kosev, which is also fascinating and has many halachas, practical halachas. There's a little bit more to speak about in this topic, but we'll leave it at this. Any kashas? Yes, yes. We're going to do Tuesday, Thursday again. Majisham. Okay, Chevra? Any questions? Okay, good. Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos and Shkoyach for coming. What were you asking me? What were you asking me? Thank you.